Mediation sessions are planned in an effort to end the transit strike in the Cowichan Valley that began on February 8, according to union officials. Jenny Yuen, a spokeswoman for Unifor Local 114, which represents 44 members in the Cowichan Valley who work as transit operators, cleaners and mechanics, said the union and their employer, Transdev Canada, have agreed to meet with a mediator, who has yet to be named, on March 27 to 29, April 6 to 8 and April 16 to 17. Bus driver Sean Boontpal said union members are excited that mediation is planned, but they're not holding their breath for any breakthroughs that would end the labor dispute. We negotiated with Transdev for 20 days before the strike began and the company made no changes to their position in that time, he said. We're pleased we're returning to bargaining with a mediator, but it will be up to management to make some movements to end the strike. The strike, that also involves Unifor Local 333, which represents 8 handydart operators in the region, has virtually shut down the Cowichan region's transit system for weeks. Unifor has said the dispute revolves around working conditions, wages and pensions. Boontpal said the workers have been trying to get by financially during the labor dispute with strike support pay from the union, but the high cost of living is impacting each of them in different ways. He said union members are also aware that many members of the community who can't afford vehicles and rely on the transit system are also feeling the impacts. But the public has been very supportive of us and about 200 people, many with their own signs, gathered with union members during a solidarity demonstration in Duncan on March 15, Boontpal said. Things certainly are not getting any better for us financially, but we're a strong group and we're willing to fight for ourselves. Gavin McGarrigle, Unifor's Western Regional Director, said he's cautiously optimistic about the mediation sessions, but the scheduled dates mean that the strike could go on for at least several more weeks yet, with no transit services provided and no paychecks for union members. We want a deal and we'll see what's offered, he said. It's also very clear that pressure is growing in the community to end this strike. But we also have questions for the province and BC Transit. McGarrigle said Premier David Eby said during the recent election campaign that there would be a review of transit delivery in BC. And that still hasn't happened. Other transit strikes are pending in other areas of BC as well, he said. BC Transit relies on contracting out transit services to private companies and then claim labor disputes have nothing to do with them. They also tend to contract out to companies that are not from BC, and we have to ask why when all the buses and workers are right here. There are some deep problems that have to be dealt with. Unifor has begun a petition and is asking members of the public to contact the mayors of the Cowichan Valley and BC's transportation minister to call for a fair deal to end the strike and continue funding public transit. The petition can be found at https://www.unifor.org/transit. Transdev Canada couldn't immediately be reached for comment.